Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh, because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. JakesMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Now available in new apple spice flavor.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 3 o'clock. And from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Wildcats hosting Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Rickon said his intentions would be known after his first two deals. Well, we know it now after just one, as the White Sox have started their sell-off. Hahn today pulling off a major trade, dealing Chris Sale to Boston for four prospects, including power-hitting infielder Yoan Moncada, who is listed as baseball's number one prospect. They also get flame-throwing right-hander Michael Kopech, who routinely throws 100 miles an hour, and John Heyman now saying that the Dodgers are interested in Todd Frazier. Also in baseball, the Cubs divvied up their playoff shares today, with the players and other members of the organization each getting almost $370,000. In basketball, the Bulls are in Detroit tonight. Hard to believe that the regular season is 25% complete. Here's Jimmy Butler.
I think we can be better in a lot of areas, giving away a couple of games. Can't let that happen. We got to go out there and get these. We damn sure got to go steal one on the road come tomorrow.
And tomorrow is now today, and Rajon Rondo is back with the team. And in pro football, some very sad news today, as former Bears running back Rashawn Salaam, who won the Heisman Trophy while at Colorado, he was found dead in a Boulder, Colorado park last night, gone way too soon at the age of just 42. Hey, American Express card members, you don't want to miss this. Now through December 31st, there's a big reason for you to shop small at local stores in your neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your eligible card today at americanexpress.com/shopsmalloffer. Terms do apply. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai holiday sales event is going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Breaking news from Ken Rosenthal's Twitter. Chris Sale to the Boston Red Sox for Moncada, Kopech, and two other prospects.
6'6", 180. I'll give him 175. That's about it. There's strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Of all the left-handed pitchers in the game, I would bet you that Chris Sale would be the pitcher that left-handed hitters would least like to face. This guy is nasty.
And look at that.
15 punch outs for Sale.
He's the best left in the game.
And,
I mean, today he showed it. I mean, he had the slider work and the changeup work and the fastball. You know, it was explosive. But that slider is not fair at all.
The new White Sox franchise record of 270 strikeouts for Chris Sale. Now he's got 10. Hello, Pedro.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to Chris Young. And Sale has reached the 1,000th strikeout.
I tell you, this might be the most unlucky season I have ever seen.
for a pitcher in Chris Sale.
Kenny said quite a few things, contradicting statements a couple times.
Chris Sale, a late scratch. Rampant speculation right now about Chris Sale.
Sent home from the ballpark by the White Sox due to a clubhouse incident before the game.
The All-Star damaged the throwback uniforms he and his teammates were supposed to wear on Saturday.
Allegedly took a pair of scissors to his and a couple of other ones.
We've had some great pitchers like Sales. We haven't been able to hit.
Mired in mediocrity.
It's so hard to say goodbye to
Chris Sale.
He gone!
And that's that.
Boars and Bernstein.
Barry Rosner.
Sports Radio 670. The Score.
It is official now when you have been given the Tannehill treatment. Away with ye. Chris Sale's been shipped off. The Boars and Bernstein Show. Let's grab some phone calls. We just had a couple guests for the last hour or so. 312-644-6767. This is a day when Sports Radio 670, The Score, can be here to get your reaction as well. And I don't really quite understand this tweet from Bob Nightingale, as is often the case. But the USA Today baseball writer says the White Sox getting besieged with calls now for Jose Quintana. But the Sox are expected to step back, catch breath before dealing him.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're breathless. Rick Hahn is now...
to the fainting couch.
He's sitting in a chair. He's sitting in a chair, and he's trying to come to terms with the fact that a moron has been sent packing and is gone from the clubhouse. No longer around to terrorize young players, influence idiots, and tear up jerseys while ripping the president, right, the owner, the manager, and everyone else who doesn't conform to whatever it is that's going on inside that idiot head of his.
Catch their breath. We traded Chris Sale. Turn off the phones. Hold all calls.
I can't talk to another. Mike Rizzo. No, I can't talk.
No, I need to reset myself. We can't take any calls on any other play. Come on, breath. What are you talking about?
God. We need to. Now, they want to trade every one of these guys. They want to move Quintana, Eaton, Abreu, Robertson, Frazier. You name it.
It's just talking on the phone. And they were the Nationals. They've already been down this road with the Nationals in some of this negotiation.
You've got
a template for a Quintana deal right there, and you're talking to the Dodgers about moving Frazier there too. Great.
Yeah,
catch breath. Oh,
if Robles
let's recover.
If the Pirates and Nationals don't make that deal, and Robles doesn't go there, there's another guy you want to look at seriously as you talk to the Nationals about Quintana. Like, they're not going to be interested. The idea all along was to set a market with one and trade the other. I would have done it the other way. I would imagine the White Sox would have if they could have. But now you know what's out there. You know what teams are willing to trade. You go right to them and create another bidding war. You don't need to catch your breath.
Don't call us. We're catching our breath. What? Stop it. Matt is calling from River North. He's on the Score.
Hey, fellas. My question to you guys is, you know, obviously, the Mankata guy, he's a stud. I talked to a friend of mine in Boston, and
obviously,
yeah. But the thing is, you know, the Cubs, you know, they drafted well. They develop their players. I got to think that has a lot to do with coaching and your minor league, you know, throughout the minor leagues, because their players keep getting better. Would you have concerns about the White Sox coaching staff at that level to get these guys to improve? Because who knows? Some of these guys they may have traded for in the past could have been good on other teams if they had the right coaching.
I would need examples cited of prospects that the White Sox didn't develop properly that were unlocked and solved by other organizations. Because that's where that argument would bear out. So if you say, look, the Sox had this guy, had this prospect, they drafted him. The problem is none of the guys they draft end up good anywhere.
Yeah, and Bryant was Bryant. Schwarber was Schwarber. Addison Russell, when they traded for him, they knew exactly what he was. Mm-hmm. They have made Javi Baez a better baseball player, although his natural abilities are his natural abilities. You have to be a baseball player. And that's, you know, The thing about the White Sox is they have collected a lot of great athletes.
Right, if Jared Mitchell had gone to some other organization and all of a sudden said, well, you had all this raw material and Jared Mitchell and just failed to develop him, no, or any, you know, Keon Barnum or Courtney Hawkins or something, if someday they revisit you as a finished baseball product because somebody else did a better job developing him, then you got a case.
And it would be nice. It would be nice if you had the time in the minor leagues like you did 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago to develop players and teach them how to play baseball. But when you see guys in the big leagues who cannot run the bases, who have no idea how to run the bases or hit a cutoff man or move a runner over in the right situation or not move a runner over when it calls for something else, when you have to teach guys that kind of stuff, maybe that's not a guy you should have had in the first place.
The 815 texter says, actually a bad choice of a song there. It is not hard to say goodbye to Chris Sale. It is easy to say goodbye to Chris Sale. He was a head case and the White Sox weren't winning with him. This is from the 563 that says, Rick Hahn is about to make another blockbuster trade with the Yankees, but I do declare they're giving him the vapors. And the 773 asks, does Bob Nightingale mean that one should always catch one's breath from any besieging? I don't know.
I don't think Rick Hahn is catching his breath.
Right. That's.
I think he's probably drinking and he's
celebrating. Right.
How happy he is.
He's working. He's answering his phone. He's doing his job. He's having a cup of coffee.
One moron is gone. Moron number two. Is this moron number one? Put moron number two on the phone. He's on his way out the door as well, I would assume.
The 847, excuse me, 630 says, he says, I'm picturing Rick Hahn heading into the sauna saying, hold my calls. The big towel on.
Sometimes Bob, I think, hears and sees things that other people may not hear or see.
Ah, that's a very polite way of saying what you said off the air. Kendall in Naperville is on the score.
Hey guys, I think it would be hard to envision the Sox doing any better than they got with the Chris Sale deal. I mean, really, on paper, it looks great, and I hope they do the same thing with Jose Quintana. And you got to think, Quintana is, you know, by most metrics, he's just as good as Sale, if not better, and he's under control for another year, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have the same stuff. And I know what you're saying metrically, and he's got the great repeatable mechanics and all that. But he's, you know, for a guy who doesn't light up the radar gun, that's the one thing that makes him a less valuable commodity is there are still a lot of people in baseball that say, look, it's not 97, 98.
Yeah, but an extra year of control is huge, especially if
Agreed.
The window is 4 years and not three. So I guess my whole point is if they can get a similar return for Quintana that mm-hmm. they got for Sale, they could jump to top five baseball on the farm. I know it doesn't project to a World Series down the line. You never know, but you got to try. And I'm really happy to be a Quintana list. It's exciting to be a Sox fan again.
Yeah,
no question.
And they're going to keep going. I mean, yeah, you are going to trade Quintana and just keep going. Keep getting rid of all of them and put yourself in a position where you've collected 20 really good prospects, some of them top-notch. You don't know among them who's going to pan out, who's going to be better than you thought, who's going to be worse than you thought. But you get enough of them, and you got a chance. Get enough of them, you got a chance to dig two or three out of there that can really make you much better. Quintana's contract makes him a very, very valuable pitcher, not to mention the fact that he's really good.
Q on the north side, you're on the score. Q, you there? Hey.
Hey there, guys. Hey, yeah, there you go. All right, so I've been trying to fight and say that exact same thing since this trade got announced. And I guess my question would be more so, is it fair for me to not be excited and not be happy until I see the offseason as a whole? Because even if you do move Quintana, I would not be happy if only Sale and Quintana got moved. Sounds like they got what Sale is worth. Sounds like they got a great deal. Good for that. But I want to see the whole thing burn to the ground completely. I want nothing left. I don't want Abreu. I don't want Frazier. Don't want Eaton. Even if you're giving these guys away, start completely fresh. Just please start completely fresh. Don't trade one guy or two guys and go halfway like you've gone halfway the other way, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, Q, I understand what you're saying. I don't think Rick Hahn has any intention of doing this halfway. It just may be that some of the guys you want to get moved may not get moved until July 31st. I mean, I think they will. Look, they're not giving anybody away, although you could give some of those guys away as far as I'm concerned, but you're not giving away Jose Quintana. You're not giving away Eaton. Some of these other guys obviously don't have that kind of value, but those guys do, and there are plenty of teams out there who will be bidding on both of them. Look, if you're a Sox fan and you're not thrilled by what they got, I understand that. I mean, because you dreamed of Trey Turner or Urias or Bregman or Benintendi. I get it. I understand the guys who are out there that you were dreaming about that you didn't get. It's just that this market did not create that interest. And that's just the way it is. So I think they did pretty well considering the circumstances. Let's see what else they do. Let's see how many more prospects they can collect as they try to rebuild this thing.
This note from Joe, just trying to find some names of examples of White Sox draft picks who ended up succeeding elsewhere. There's a couple of recent guys, if you're talking about Marcus Semien and Trace Thompson. Yeah, Marcus Semien was okay last year. I mean, he had a bunch of home runs. His OPS, I want to say, was around 735 or something like that. Still has some on-base issues, but might be a pretty solid player for them.
Some fielding issues.
Yeah, and clearly some fielding issues. And Trace Thompson was the Frazier deal. I mean, I think that was sort of a...
Trace Thompson is a fourth outfielder.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the...
I thought that was a sell-high move.
Again, that's... Think about the White Sox program. Until Rick Hahn was given the ability to do this, the program was always move whatever prospects you have to move in order to get some players who can help you win games right now.
Even Trace Thompson, you talk about sell high. 44 games with the Sox in 2015. Slash line 295, 363, 533, a near 900 OPS. This year in 80 games, 225, 302, 436 for an OPS of 738. So that's your offensive numbers there. Okay, fine. And I think at best he like you say, he projects to a guy on your roster as a major league outfielder, right?
Yeah. Nice player. Nice to have on your roster. Good guy to fill in, fourth outfielder. I mean, it doesn't explain why he didn't get to play the September before he was dealt. There's no real White Sox explanation for that, but nevertheless, that was the White Sox program. Move those guys for pieces who can play right now because we're trying to win 86 games.
Black Talon's on the score. What's up, Talon?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You are.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. Dan, you know nobody hates the entire cracker culture more than me. So with that, I'll be brief. Chris, you know, Chris, that dude was a good pitcher, and I can appreciate it. But three words. Bye-bye, cracker. Take it easy, guys.
Dumbass cracker.
Well, there you have it. Black Talent has spoken.
I think you know where I stand on this. I think I've been clear about this for quite some time.
Yeah, you made Spiegel very sad, though.
Because of what I said off the air?
No, I know. He just seemed very, very sad that you said that Chris Sale's an idiot and good riddance.
Yeah, that's the kindest way I could put it on the air.
Here's Jake next on the score. Hello, Jake. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I wanted to say I liked what Barry said just to the other caller who said he wants to wipe out everything. I like saying how you might see a lot more trades go down as we come up to July. And I want the White Sox to not go in with the thinking that they have to rush this completely. I don't want them to trade guys for the sake of trading.
They're not.
I want
them Don't worry.
Right. And that's what, you know, I'm saying, like David Robinson, give him another half a season to try to rebuild some value there. Give Abreu. I don't want this to be something that, you know, we got to fire away all these guys and try to get as many prospects in and try to get something going for 2017 and 2018. And I'm glad that Rick Hahn is finally giving the reins to do what he wants to do, and I'm looking forward to see what he's going to do. As I've wanted to, I want Kenny to get his foot off the gas, and And, you know, I like the trade today, and I want to see, you know, maximize the return for Q and Abreu.
Well, that's what they're doing. Don't worry. I don't think there's any indication at all that this is some sort of fire sale, that they're just they're rushing into something.
They are out of breath, though.
Oh, yeah. They have to take a breath, apparently, according to Bob Nightingale. They're stepping back. They need some time on the daybed to collect themselves in a sanatorium. I mean,
Kenny, Jerry, I'm going to have to lay down for a while. I can't catch my breath. I'm exhausted by this. I'm emotionally drained.
This is taking too much out of me.
Because I got rid of a guy that everyone hated.
There's just no love lost there.
No, look, he was really good, and he's going to be really good, yeah. And he may help them win the World Series. It's just, you know, he was a real pain, he was a real problem, and you couldn't win with him. So you might as well try to win without him by maximizing value for him right now with the contract where it is before he might get hurt or before there's somehow less value because of the way he performs. It was the right time to do it, and, you know, we'll see what happens over the next year or two. Hopefully they did well in the return.
He's Barry Rosner in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. We have a lot more to come, and we'll keep you updated on everything that is still going on. We might have more news, and if we do have more news from the winter meetings, we will break in and have that for you as it happens on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox. Keep it right here for all the details of this huge move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Valvoline. 140 years under the hood. Dallas Cowboys have already wrapped up a playoff spot, and if they beat the Giants this weekend, they lock up their division, and then they're that much closer to securing home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So the question is, do you get your starting players some rest before you head into the postseason, or do you keep your foot on the gas? Jerry Jones, Cowboys owner, told 105.3 The Fan he is not going to rest his starters. Jerry, finally getting one right. They're the best team in the NFL right now. Keep doing what got you there. The last thing you want to do is mess with that team's rhythm and momentum. You've also heard the argument that maybe they want to run Tony Romo out there just to make sure he's sharp in the event something happens to Dak Prescott. I would not do that. I'm not worried about Romo being ready. I'm worried about them keeping Dak sharp. The more reps and experience he gets, the better. He needs that. Romo doesn't. Leave it alone. I'm Jim Rome.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Now available in new apple spice flavor.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
For the ones who get it done.
If you're struggling to find the perfect gift for the holidays, you have to stop struggling. I'm telling you, I command you right now, stop struggling. And here's why. Two words, Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks has got you covered, and to the tune of 77% off something called the Family Gift Pack. Now, I got one of these a while back, and I'm not exaggerating when I say I'm only about halfway through it, because my wife is a vegetarian, which means it's more meat for me, and the kids and I are just sort of making our way in leisurely fashion through all of this food, that, and much of it remains in the freezer, because you can't believe what you're going to get from, and you know the quality from Omaha Steaks is terrific, the highest quality cuts and ingredients, hand-trimmed, vacuum-sealed, so this is it for $49.99. You say, well, you know, that sounds like a considerable amount of money. Well, hey, here's the deal. You go to omahasteaks.com. You type in Dan B in the search bar, D-A-N-B, and it takes you right to this. This is what you get in the family gift pack. two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and then they're throwing in four additional kielbasas for free. So that's eight sausages. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B. in the search bar. It takes you right to it. The family gift pack, you add it to your cart, and then you will get it. The 77% savings, and all that food will be yours or will be on the way to the gift recipient of your choice. It is the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
I'm off.
Thursday night, join the Scores hockey sage Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks On the Glass Hockey Night with Chicago Blackhawk Ryan Hartman from 7 to 8:30 at Q Bar in Glendale Heights. Come meet Ryan for an autograph, get the inside scoop on the team, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by...
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694.
This is Michael Rappaport of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. If you love fantasy football as much as I do, then come listen to the podcast for the Fantasy Football Follies every week. We are bringing the fun and the funk back to fantasy. If you want to dance with the dingo in daily or weekly fantasy football and my team, Rappaport's Delight, then tune in to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on iTunes, Play It/Rappaport, and more. Fantasy Football Follies.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dombrowski, blah, blah, blah.
Dave Dombrowski meeting with the media at the winter meetings. He is going to be followed by Rick Hahn. We are going to carry that live. So I do think you want to hear.
So he's caught his breath, Rick Hahn has?
I believe he finally has caught his breath, according to Bob Nightingale. But this is what Dave Dombrowski had to say about his team's acquisition of Chris Sale.
Times we've talked about Chris Sale throughout the last couple years. We really didn't have any ongoing conversations. We had the CBA being negotiated, and I think a lot of things were on hold. I got a call Friday night when I got back home, 6 o'clock-ish, from Rick, asking if we were going to be in, that he was going to move him. He felt at this point, after the CBA, they were committed to making some moves in the organization. Did we have interest? I said, well, of course we'd have interest in Chris Sale. Anybody in baseball would have interest in Chris Sale. It would be a matter of what you were looking to acquire. And we talked a little bit. He said, well, we're going to get away from some of the things that we've asked for in the past. I said, well, we're prepared to give up a lot, which we know. But and we went through some of the names. So he talked to me Friday night, kind of put one thing in motion. If we would give up one player, called me again Saturday. We had another name. And then we talked numerous times over the last few days. So it really accelerated, started on Friday with this deal. As far as the players we gave up, first of all, in Rick's case, I tip my cap, very professional, handled the situation well, very direct, went back and forth, made calls when he said he would. So I tip my cap to him, too. He did his homework. I mean, this is one of these deals. We're absolutely thrilled to have Chris Sale on board with us. We feel it gives us a chance to win now. He's under contract for 3 years. Our rotation, we feel, is very strong. We think we solidified our bullpen earlier in the day. But we gave up some good young talent. And there's no question, we gave up two of the better prospects in baseball, in McCott and Kopech. We like the other two guys, in Bisabe and Diaz. But for us, it just came down to, we thought at this point that this gave us a significant chance to win. And you know, I mean, you can never can tell what happens if you can, first of all, make it to the postseason. But secondly, if you get there, do you progress from there? We saw last year we did not. But we think it gives us the best chance to do it. And it's not just for a one-year type of deal. But if I was in Rick's case, I'd be very happy with the return that I got, because those are good young players.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Wildcats hosting Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. We'll run down all the baseball news in just a moment. But first to football, where both the NFL and college world are hurting today with the passing of former Bear and University of Colorado running back Rashan Salaam, dead at the age of just 42. His body was found in a Boulder Park last night. No foul play evident. He was a member of the Bears for a few years and won the Heisman Trophy back in 1994. Now on to baseball, where the White Sox have started their sell-off, dealing Chris Sale to Boston for four prospects, including power-hitting infielder Yoan Moncada, along with flame-throwing pitcher Michael Kopech. Also, John Heyman says the Dodgers are interested in Todd Frazier, and that both the Nationals and the Yankees are kicking the tires on David Robertson. Hockey, the Blackhawks hosting Arizona tonight. NBA, the Bulls in Detroit. College buckets, we'll have the Illinois IU-PUI game tonight. The pregame starting right here on The Score at 6:30. Chase what's left of 2016 in a new Acura for great deals. Hurry to your Chicagoland Acura dealers during the Acura season of performance sales event. Experience precision crafted performance. Go to ChicagoAcuraDealers.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
Don't miss outstanding year-end values during the Mercedes-Benz winter event going on now at Auto House on Edens. Experience year-end pricing, lease and finance offers on our incredible selection of Mercedes-Benz. Auto House on Edens in Northbrook or at AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
The Boris and Bernstein Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are anticipating that Rick Hahn will appear before reporters
as soon as he catches his breath.
In Maryland.
He's in his room right now. He's catching his breath. As soon as he does, he'll be on an elevator down to the lobby.
We are going to carry that live momentarily. Can grab a call ahead of that in Jefferson Park. This is Mark on The Score.
Hey, guys. I am all for the Sox trading anybody and everybody. I'm just wondering about Eaton and his value. I know his contract's great, but he's an idiot, too. He's the second idiot that Rosner keeps referring to.
Yes, you're very perceptive.
So I'm wondering what his trade value actually is, one. And then second, can Rick Hahn, since he's trading everybody, can he trade Kenny Williams, and will Bob Nightingale have to catch his breath if that happens?
Thank you, Mark. Thanks, Mark. Eaton has a very valuable contract. He is a really good defensive right fielder, was marginally better in center this year than he was the year before in the small amount that he played center, but he's really a right fielder. But given that he can play three positions in the outfield and that he can lead off, I would think someone who maybe doesn't know that he runs face first into walls, that he's like one of the all-time fake hustle guys you'll ever see, that he overthrows cutoff men and gets assists because of it, and is an idiot if influenced by other idiots. Someone who wouldn't know that, I would think, would consider him to have a lot of value.
You're not helping with this particular scouting report right
Tanny,
now.
Tanny, can you dump everything that I just said?
As long as somebody doesn't know this and doesn't know that. Well, again, this gets back to what we talked pro scouting.
Yeah.
Your guys they're paid to know all of these things.
Look, if you like guys who slide for no reason just so they can get their uniforms dirty and then get up really slow because they're really dirty and they're really fatigued and they're all hurt because they slid at home plate when there wasn't even a throw and the ball was nowhere near the infield and you're just trying really hard and sweaty and lick your fingers and stuff like that. He's your guy. He's your guy. If you like that kind of stuff.
It's sort of Aaron Rowan, but Aaron Rowan was kind of real dumb hustle. You know, he actually was trying to go get the ball before he would slam his face repeatedly into a pole. Oh, I broke my nose again. Oh, what a bear trap on my balls. Oh,
that sounds like a Family Guy episode.
That's what he did. He comes up and he's bleeding out every orifice because he's Mr. Baseball tough guy.
Yeah, he's tough. I'll give him that. I mean, you run into as many walls as he does for no damn reason at all. You got to have some kind of tough, but yeah, the whole get your pants dirty and your face dirty and I'm bleeding and I'm tired and I'm hurt and I'm really tough and I'm trying really hard. Look how hard I'm trying.
I'm grindy.
Okay, we
look
get
at
it.
How grindy this is.
We get it. There's trying really hard.
I got a funny note here via a DM on Twitter. It just says the best part of the Nightingale tweet is that Kenny probably gave him that information. So Kenny's probably telling him that Rick needs to catch his breath because he's still overwhelmed. It's possible. It represented, well, he hasn't graduated to the level of getting to talk to Jerry Reinsdorf. Well, maybe he's like, well, you know, Rick, yeah, sure, he got that deal done, but, you know, now that took too much out of him. So, That is his guy, though. And the 773 texter says, Rosner's distaste for Eaton is the hallmark of a Chicago sports treasure.
I, you know, look, you know, fake hustle. It's just not one of my things.
We're going to take a brief timeout, and we'll come back when Rick Hahn begins to speak. We will carry it live. Don't go anywhere. You got the score.
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox. Keep it right here for all the details of this huge move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
We said we would have Rick Hahn for you, and he is now sitting on the podium at the table. And this is courtesy of MLB Network.
Chris Sale to Boston.
The previous press conference, we have three microphones spread across the room here. If you could step up to the mic for your questions and identify yourself and your outlet before you ask Rick your questions. Rick, you want to start with questions? Or?
No, just a couple of quick things.
Turn his mic on.
It's never easy to trade a pitcher caliber Chris Sale.
Oh, this is going well.
There we go. Is that better? There you go. A couple of quick things off the bat. It's never easy to trade a pitcher or any player at the caliber of Chris Sale, a player that our amateur scouting staff identified early on prior to the 2010 draft, and our player development people along with Major League staff helped maximize his high level of talent at the big league level. As I talked with Chris this afternoon to inform him of the trade, pass along our great gratitude as an organization for everything he did in our uniform, and obviously wished him well. So it was not an easy phone call to make, but one that, quite frankly, based upon the return that we were able to procure in this trade, was one that we're extremely excited about making. We've made no secret that heading into this offseason, our goal has been to put ourselves in the best position to contend for an extended period of time for multiple championships. Given where we were as an organization entering this offseason, we knew we were going to have to make some painful decisions. But if we had the opportunity to acquire some high-impact talent that would be around for a number of years, it was time to start that process. So today was the first step in what will very likely be an extended process, but one that we feel, if we continue to acquire similar type players with the upsides of the individuals we acquired today, will be for the extended long-term benefit of the organization. So with that, questions.
Right in the middle, Scott.
Scott Merkin, MLB.com. With the interest you had from various teams besides Boston and the talent packages you were being offered, how tough was this decision to make, you know, where to kind of pull the final move on, and how much did you go back and forth with your people before deciding on the Boston fit?
There was a extensive debate. I mean, obviously we took this decision quite seriously, and there were a number of talented players involved, not just in the Red Sox package, but in other packages that we were debating. And those conversations went right up until late this morning before we ultimately decided that the Red Sox deal was the one that made the most sense for us based on the players coming back.
Dan
Hayes, CSN. How was the last maybe from 6 o'clock on last night, what was it like in the room till this morning?
Stuffy. Didn't smell great. There was a great level of excitement since we got here about the caliber of players that we were likely to receive back. We view Moncada as a premium position player, a guy who's going to play up the middle for us and be an impact both offensively and defensively for us for a long time. In Kopech, we project him out as a front end of the rotation starter, the kind of guy that's pretty rare in terms of peers throughout minor league baseball right now. Basabi, another switch hitting up the middle talent, plus defender in center field who can run, and Diaz, a plus arm who has some secondary offerings to back it up. These are the type of impact players that we need to continue to acquire and build up to get our system to the point where we're able to have that extended run of success. And there were similar type players being offered from other clubs, and there was a level of excitement in that room as we debated which was the best path for us. And although there were a few minutes along the way where you take time to realize the caliber of player that you're giving up in Chris, and as I said, someone whose success is a tribute to not only his great ability, but our amateur scouts and player development, major league coaches, and you know, one of our own. But in the end, we knew this was something that we had to do for the long-term benefit of the club.
On the right, Bruce.
Hi, Rick. I'm Bruce Levine from WSCR Radio in Chicago. Congratulations on your deal. Does this, in your mind, in your people's minds, open up the floodgates for the possibilities of numerous other players possibly being dealt over the next couple days here and in the future?
I don't know if it necessarily leads to a quickening of our pace. And we've had conversations leading up to these meetings as well since we've gotten here on a number of different fronts, and we're, as we stated yesterday, extremely open-minded on ways to continue the process that we started today. It's conceivable more comes together while we're here, or it may take a few more weeks on certain fronts, and conceivably into the season as well. We don't view this as a quick fix. This is something that we're going to do with diligence and then with the proper patience in order to maximize our returns.
White Sox GM Rick Hahn.
Thanks to MLB Network, that was Rick Hahn, and all very straightforward stuff right here. And I imagine he'll finish that up, and then he'll get right back to talking to the Dodgers about Todd Frazier.
He seems to have caught his breath, so I think he can get back to moving players.
Sure,
now.
The Nationals said to be interested in Jose Quintana and obviously David Robertson, so sure. And sometimes these talks go in a direction you don't intend. Just because you start in a certain place and say, hey, anybody interested in Todd Frazier, that on the other end might say, yeah, kind of, but really I want to ask you about somebody else. Because that's if you know what you're doing, there are ways to maybe catch somebody a little off guard and maybe catch them a little more honest than you would otherwise find them when it comes to their internal evaluation. Now, there's an art to this.
And as you look to move a guy like Quintana, would you put on the table the opportunity to move some of James Shields' money?
Oh, God.
Would you? I mean, I
how do you do that?
I don't know. I don't know how you could possibly get anybody interested in that. But would you take one less prospect back? Because I wouldn't. I'd rather have the prospects. I think they're more valuable than...
If you could foist Shields on somebody. But again, it's just money. You don't have
Right, it's just money.
You don't have to pitch him. I mean, you could conceivably cut him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's a possibility. That's been done with other players. It was done with several players last year. I mean, you try it and you see if there's anything left of the guy in spring training and into the season. It's not like next season is going to matter much for you anyway. But if it turns out he can't pitch at all, then yeah, you could just dump him. But if it were me, I consider those players to be more valuable than any money you might be able to get rid of.
He did say he's going to play up the middle for us. That means Yoan Moncada is your second baseman.
Got a chance to have Tim Anderson and Moncada playing together for a long time. He's an awfully big guy. He's an awfully big, strong guy. But at this point, athletically, he doesn't have a problem playing the position. You wonder if he's going to grow out of the position at some time.
Well, it is telling, though, with all the talk about moving Frazier. So then, do you play Lurie at third?
Who cares?
No, I'm just asking. I'm just asking who their opening day third base is. Is Matt Davidson healthy?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Is he good?
Saladino?
Oh, yeah. The creepily mustachioed one.
Hey, the Dodgers.
Brooks Robinson, right? That's another one. That Hawkhead had Tyler Saladino, Brooks Robinson.
What? Come on.
We have it.
In the same sentence?
We have it. Come on, yes.
Tanny?
Come on.
I don't think I'm aware of this.
That was one of the great moments last year when Hawk declared him to be the defensive equivalent of Bruce Robinson.
All right, I was in on the whole Frazier-Chris Bryant thing. I was aware of all of that.
All right, well, but now you're...
Brooks Robinson?
Yes. Yeah, and the 708 says, what are the financial consequences for cutting Shields? What, $40 million, right?
Oh, I don't even think it's that. I don't think they're on the hook for even that much.
Well, he opted in. Yeah, I think they are.
Is it that much?
I think it is that much. I mean, it's a big
White thing. Sox were responsible for only $27
million. Oh, okay, only $27 million. So
that was as they acquired him.
Right, but
they sucked up by Saladino. Well, he has just absolutely been Brooks Robinson-ish. And that Brooks Robinson-ish is Brooks Robinson, Hall of Fame third baseman, formerly with the Baltimore Orioles, for all you youngsters out there. He's a great player, great person. And boy, could he throw some love.
Brooks Robinson-ish.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay.
He's Rosner. I'm Bernstein. We have a lot more to come. Some surprises along the way. Talking about the day that Chris Sale was traded from the White Sox to the Red Sox. Finding out what you think as well at 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox. Keep it right here for all the details of this huge move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Most popular music. 25 years ago, 1991.
Number 3.
The M Dawn, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
Number 2.
Michael Bolton, When a Man Loves a Woman. The number 1 song this week, 25 years ago in 1991. Michael Jackson, Black or White.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Interesting item. Interesting. Some music. Most people wouldn't know the name Johnny Marks, but he contributed quite a bit to Christmas music, including penning the classics Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, A Holly Jolly Christmas, Silver and Gold, and Run Rudolph Run. Interestingly enough, despite all the songs about Christmas that he wrote, he didn't even celebrate the holiday because he was Jewish. This week in 1951, Joe DiMaggio announced his baseball retirement. Arthur Ashe became the first black player to be ranked number one in tennis this week in 1968. This week in 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first undefeated NFL team. O.J. Simpson became the first NFL player to rush 2,000 yards in a season this week in 1973. This week in 1981, Muhammad Ali had his 61st and last fight. This week in 2007, the Mitchell Report was released, listing the names of 89 Major League Baseball players that have presumably used steroids.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Getting this new Cuban slugger, I guess, from Cuba. I don't know.
Indeed, and interestingly enough, Johan Moncada is from a town in Cuba called Abreus. He's from Abreus, Cuba.
How's that spelled?
Abreu with an S.
Wow.
A-B-R-E-U-S. Juan Moncada, born May 27th, 1995.
Oh, wow.
So he was born 1 week after I joined Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Was born merely months before my first daughter was born.
That's amazing.
That's disturbing.
Why is that particularly disturbing?
That I mean, just means he's really young. And
yeah. And did Bruce say, or Stone said he was 235. He's listed at 6'2", 205. I didn't think he was 225, 230. Because, I mean, it's possible. But that's pretty thick for a second baseman.
Yeah.
You're talking about a very large man at that point.
And I mean, and if he, not that you have to put him in a particular spot, but you generally, if you can, you'd like to put a guy who projects power-wise like he does at third, because then you've got a guy you can afford to have less of that somewhere else. But, you know, I mean, as long as you get it somewhere, I guess it really doesn't matter. You know, if he's what... Look, if he's what the Red Sox thought he was going to be, and Ben Cherington, by the way, you know, for all the abuse he took on his way out the door, he produced an awful lot of players that the Red Sox have been using to put together quite a nice team for next year.
And one of our texters has killed Brooks Robinson, because he says that right now Tyler Saladino is as good as Brooks Robinson because he's dead. No, he's not. He's probably as good because Brooks Robinson is 79.
Yeah. He probably moves a little better than Brooks Robinson.
I would hope so.
And probably throws better than he does.
Correct.
Because and probably gets behind the bag better than he does. Although Brooks in his day was what they call really good at that.
But no, you don't. Please don't kill Brooks Robinson, because he's...
Well, that's against the law.
We also have somebody who's mad at me for saying that Rick Hahn was seated on the podium. Well, he's in a chair on the podium. People often misuse...
Bernstein, you're an idiot.
A podium, pod, you suck. Feet. You stand on a podium. You're at a lectern. That thing in front of you where you set your notes that has the microphone attached to it is known as a lectern.
Did he have a lectern? Or no. Just a table with a table. Microphone?
He was sitting in a chair. The chair and the table are both on the podium.
Could you see the chair? Are you sure it was a chair?
Well, no, it could have been a stool, or it could have been a cardboard box.
I mean, as long as we're being really specific.
Right, that is true. Journalistically, I did not see the chair.
You're making an assumption. We don't want any more texters to be angry.
Right, there might have been an assistant on hands and knees behind him on whom he was seated on the podium. I don't know that for certain.
All right, well, let's talk about what you do know.
But that's the kind of thing, like, what do you mean he was on the... Why? Why do you care? Why does that matter? Yes, the podium is the thing on which you stand, on which the chair and table rest.
For which it stands.
And or where the lectern is. That's all. It's frequently misused, but just remember that the P-O-D in podium is derived from the Latin for foot, pod or ped. There. Here endeth the lesson. The Boris and Bernstein Show. We do have a Jets Pizza gift card to give away today in the remaining 2 hours of this program, and we're getting reaction to a huge trade. It is a really, really big deal that one of the best pitchers in the history of your organization, at the peak of his powers and with a historically good contract, is on the move.
Yeah, it's too bad that they couldn't win with him.
Exactly.
That's too bad.
It's unfortunate that you couldn't win with him.
He was incredibly good, and with a contract like that, and the White Sox deserve credit for signing him when they did to that deal. With a contract that good, for a pitcher this good, it's just a shame they could never put a team around him.
And Rudy says, I started a drinking game at 1 o'clock. Where every time Barry either mentions, one, the Sox should trade Adam Eaton, or two, Adam Eaton is an idiot.
So, how you feeling, Rudy?
He said, I went outside around 3 and hugged the brick wall in my backyard, telling it, I really love you, man. Don't you ever change. And then I ran into it. While trading Eaton is a great idea, this particular drinking game was not. Well,
sorry, Rudy.
That's all right. Best to you, Rudy. We're Boers and Bernstein, and you've got WSCR The Score.
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox. Keep it right here for all the details of this huge move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Water Tower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
Your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, because you don't want pajama experts that are anything less than entirely dedicated to their craft, and these are. And the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny. It's like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy. She will love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you will love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared.